Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Oh, a Pfizer whistleblower says, yes, aborted fetus cells were used in the COVID vaccines. She went to Project Veritas to blow the whistle, and lots of people are using Project Veritas to blow the whistle, which is awesome because Project Veritas is awesome. I'm so glad of the work that they do over there. But there was a report on this by OAN, which was a great report, and I want to bring you that report because some people think that this is a conspiracy theory simply because, of course, the left tries to make it seem like it's a conspiracy theory. Whenever something ends up being horrific truth, the left tries to cover it up. If it's evil and horrific, the left will cover it up. What does that say about the left? I don't even have to say anything. You know what it says. If you don't know that about the left, where do you live? I mean, the left is all about really jealousy is the biggest thing of how they get people to vote for the Democrat Party in all aspects. They divide people into groups and try to make those groups jealous of other groups and say, we will punish those people on your behalf. They do it with either money or race. That's what they do. They try to divide and conquer by creating jealousy to bring America down. So if you're wealthier than somebody else, the left will come in and tell the people that person doesn't deserve that money. You should be jealous of them. And hey, we'll punish them by taking their money away so we can line our own pockets. And then we'll give you peanuts. And then you'll feel happy, though, because we punished them because we made you jealous and you think they're evil and they have to be punished. Or they will try to get any race to be against another race and feel like you're being held down and make them jealous of other races because they've got it better than you. Don't you know that? You should be jealous of them. And they use the sin of jealousy to get their way. That is their number one tactic. Make people sinfully jealous so they can sinfully do their things and then hide all the evil things that they do and use evil people in the media who know all of this but get paid money to cover it all up, and they're willingly to do so because they're paid very well to do so. And so they have no ethics or standards at CNN or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS. There's no moral standards there. They believe in a paycheck, and if they are supposed to lie for the Democrat Party in order to advance their career, they know they have to be politically correct. They know they have to tote the line. They know they have to do what has to be said in order for them to collect that paycheck, and they will do it because no one's going to stop their paycheck. And the left then figured out that the whole world almost functions this way. If you threaten people's paycheck, they'll do things you would never think they would do, like inject themselves with an experimental vaccine, threaten their paycheck, they'll do it. Wow. That's what they've learned. So they've learned this because everything they do is all about money, manipulation of money, making people jealous of money. Someone's got it better than you. You get the idea. I don't have to do any more than that. But if you don't know what I just said is true about the Democrat Party, you're a liar or you're part of it and you're angry that I'm pointing it out. It's one or the other. There's nothing else. Truth is black and white. All these people that think things are gray, you know who says everything's gray? Liberals. Why? Because they know they're in the black of evil. That's why. And so they try to make them feel better and say, no, I'm not pitch black. I'm gray. My truth. Yeah, there is no such thing as everybody's truth, which would be God's truth. You can't have that. Everyone has to have my truth so that they can not feel like they are part of evil. But here's the truth. It is black and white, and you are part of evil. You need to repent and turn away. There's hope for you. You don't have to be that way. All right, so with this pure evil of the liberals and all the people that do it for money to side with liberals, like Pfizer, who does its evil for money, you need to understand what I said in the first to understand why Pfizer would do what they're doing and try to cover stuff up. So you actually have emails that this whistleblower brings forward. What's more condemning than that? The own Pfizer people saying it about themselves and trying to hide this information from you. They don't want you to know because they know more and more people are becoming more against murdering babies, thank goodness. I mean, that's the one good thing, is more people in America are becoming anti-abortion, and that's wonderful. Pfizer knows this. The left knows this, so they're trying to hide that they have possibly, it seems like it from their emails, used aborted fetus cells in the COVID vaccines. That's what the whistleblower says. Take a look at this report.
Alleged emails between top Pfizer executives call into question the ethics behind their COVID-19 vaccine. Here's more.
They're being so deceptive in their emails, it's almost like it is in the final vaccine. It just made me not trust it.
A big pharma insider raises serious concerns about transparency of the COVID-19 vaccine. In a Project Veritas video released on Wednesday, quality auditor for Pfizer Melissa Strickler said she and many of her coworkers are concerned about the company's honesty about the ingredients.
I'd like to say something to Pfizer. You guys are very adamant about integrity and making sure that things are done right and that things are always double checked. But I'm just one person, one face of many of your employees who are willing to fight this and reveal to the world what's going on.
They've used cells from aborted fetuses.
Yes.
And they don't want the public to know that.
Yes. And they're denying our religious exemptions at Pfizer.
She then revealed emails from top Pfizer executives who responded to concerns about fetal tissue in their vaccine. The first pair of emails allegedly shows the senior director of worldwide research answering the question, quote, did Pfizer make use of a cell line from an aborted fetus when carrying out any confirmatory tests for this vaccine?
They want you to leave out the highlighted part, which is the one or more cell lines with an origin that can be traced back to human fetal tissue has been used in laboratory tests associated with the vaccine program. From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell lines floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
Executives then doubled down on instructing workers to hide this information.
Why would Pfizer want to hide this information? Because they know that there would be a huge chunk of Americans that are angry about it. Although, the left will never be angry about this. Does the left care? Of course not. They're the ones that are demanding more babies to be killed so that they can do this very thing, so that they can take their bodies that are aborted and use their fetal tissue and cells to experiment for them, so that they can do experimental vaccines, so that they can prolong their lives. So old, crooked liberals, and maybe some Republicans who are not anti-abortion but lie and say they are, because some of them do lie, but most of them hopefully are against abortion. I believe most Republicans really are against abortion, I hope. But not a majority. Well, I shouldn't say not, but there is a big enough chunk that lie and aren't actually against abortion to stop a lot of Republicans from getting anti-abortion stuff done. We've seen that our whole life. Okay, so we know there's a chunk that lie to us, that will say what needs to be said, but then when actions come, all of a sudden, they can't just barely not get enough votes to do it. And sometimes they do get enough votes. And so you are seeing it, and we're getting it more and more because more and more people are actually becoming anti-abortion. But you see, the left, they don't care. Their philosophy really is, we should have abortion, we should kill babies, and we should take those cells so that I can live a longer life. So it's like they're like from the Dark Crystal. If you've ever seen the Dark Crystal, I'm dating myself because a certain age group knows what I'm talking about, the Dark Crystal, where they're taking the essence of the young Gelflings, and they are using the Dark Crystal to suck it out while taking that essence and putting it into themselves, these old creatures, so that they can live longer lives. The Democrat Party are the evil ones. Well, I'm going blank on their name, but they are the evil ones that look like birds in the Dark Crystal, sucking the essence of young babies out to put it in vaccines and things, whatever, to prolong their life. This is literally happening in America. I put it there, but you would think, why is that in The Dark Crystal, a movie? because evil does exist, and the movie is just showing how evil people would do things like that. And that's all the Dark Crystal is basically saying. There are evil people that would do evil things like this. We're seeing it. They're called the Democrat Party, which is also the Communist Party of America. More on this report, though.
Which says ingredients in the Pfizer vaccine could be traced to fetal tissue. According to Strickler, the senior director said, quote, Pfizer's official statement couches the answer well and is what should be provided in response.
We have tried really hard to not share, quote, one or more cell lines back to human fetal tissue. From Vanessa Gelman to the vice president of Pfizer.
A lot of people go to medical information, so I would prefer, if possible, we respond with what we have consistently said. We wouldn't like to have any inconsistency out there, particularly with information that has been shared with policymakers in the media.
Strickler said this is just one of many instances that made her feel that she had no choice but to get this information out there to Americans to help them make their own decision.
I was sickened and traumatized from a lot of the things that I realized were going on. It really upset me and it shook me. I could not believe that they were blacking out windows down in our manufacturing rooms. And I said, in unoccupied rooms and in a group lead office? And he goes, well, the FDA is coming. I could not believe that they were blacking out windows down in our manufacturing rooms. We are told that you should be seen at all times, that we need to make sure that we have high integrity.
The insiders said Americans deserve to know about Pfizer's alleged cover-up of a link to fetal tissue in their vaccine. She stressed this is important, adding a growing number of pro-life Americans continue to apply for religious exemption, but get denied.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to pause it there. There's a little bit more left in the report. The religious exemption, of course, they shouldn't be denied, but there's also some, you shouldn't even need a religious exemption. All you need is a constitution exemption. That's all you need, because this is all unconstitutional. They can't force medical decisions upon you. That is illegal. And these are experimental vaccines, but they are forcing this stuff on you by threatening your jobs, which should clearly be illegal. Your job is being threatened because the government is threatening the employers. The employers are only threatening your job because they're afraid of the government. Therefore, the government is threatening your job. Therefore, it's all illegal. They can't do that. To force you to make a medical decision, they are breaking the Constitution. But the Democrat Party doesn't care. And I wonder, if you're part of the Democrat Party, do you watch the movie Dark Crystal if you've never seen it? Do you watch the Dark Crystal and not know that you are the evil entity in that movie? Do you not know that? Do you cheer for the evil? Do you get angry by the ending? Because the good side wins, does that anger you? Do you get upset about that? Do you think you're the good side? Do you watch The Dark Crystal and think, look at that evil over there. I'm cheering for the good side. Why would you cheer for the good side? If you're voting for Democrats, you're not on the good side. There is good and evil, folks. This is what I can't stand when people don't understand this. The Democrat Party is for evil. It is a tool for evil. There is nothing it does that isn't something that is evil. If I name something, they are for it if it's evil. They love to give people permission to sin as much as they want. That's the only freedom. That's what liberal means to a liberal. Liberal means I need liberty to sin as much as I want, and those evil conservatives won't let me sin as much as I want. But then, at the same time, they are tyrannical. Because if you disagree with me being able to sin as much as I want or harm you or do whatever I want and my sin causes me to harm you, you shouldn't be protected by the laws. I should have the freedom to do anything I want to you illegally. And you're bad because you believe in a rule of law. Here, the point is, okay, the left can riot in the streets, burn buildings down, destroy people's lives. They say they have a right to do that. But if you were to do that to them, all of a sudden, now the law would apply. I mean, how do people not know that they are on the side of evil for the Democrat Party? The whole history of the Democrat Party is racism. They're the ones that wanted to keep black people enslaved. They're the ones that then fought for 100 years after the Civil War to keep black people from being treated equal and tried to stop civil rights and forced people to drink out of separate drinking fountains. Understand, all the evil things that the Democrat Party condemns in the South was done by Democrats. It was Democrat politicians who did it. They just now condemn it because it's politically convenient, but they're the ones who did it all. Now they're saying that you need to be racist against white people. White people are inherently racist and bad and evil. They're the ones that are for abortion and killing babies. It doesn't matter. They're the ones that let criminals out and say you can't have capital punishment even though the person's guilty and deserves capital punishment. No, no, no. We want to save that person's life, but a baby who doesn't deserve to be executed, that's who should be executed, and there should be no limit on executing babies. But a criminal who's murdered 5 people and doesn't care and raped 20 women, he should never be put to death. In fact, we need to parole him. And you don't know that the Democrat Party's evil? You don't know that. Give me a break. Give me a break. Here's more from the report. I'm sorry, I'm ranting on the Democrat Party because they're the reason for all this crap. They're the reason why Pfizer's getting away with this. If the Democrat Party didn't exist, there would be no experiments on babies, fetuses, taking their cells, killing the babies to experiment for drugs for older people. That wouldn't happen. It only happens because of the Democrat Party in America. And the Democrat Party has corrupted America so much that evil is reigning in America, sadly.
It shouldn't be political, but they're making it political. The media and the government's making it political. But this isn't about Republican, Democrat, or liberal or conservative. This is informed consent on injecting something inside of you from a company that's called it a experimental vaccine. This is about when you see something that's being done that you don't think is right and exposing it.
Are you afraid of doing this?
A little bit, but I have faith that I'll be protected, or whatever the outcome is what it's supposed to be.
Folks, everything is political. Everything is. And the people that don't want it to be political, I completely understand. There are things that shouldn't be political, but the left doesn't leave you alone in anything. If you drive your car, the left will politicize it and say they need to tax you by your mileage. Look, they're pushing for that, to tax you by how far you drive. So driving a car becomes political to them. Everything is political to the left because they're all about power and control. It's only not political to people who don't believe in socialism and communism. Communists and socialists believe every single thing in your life is politicized, and they have control, and they need to control everything about you and what you can and cannot do. If you obey, they will allow you to exist. If you don't obey, they will punish you, make sure that you don't have a job, and they are going to try to make it so that you can't eat or feed your family. But they're good people at heart, right? Really good, real wonderful people. They're just wonderful. They need to repent. I need to feel sorry for them, but I get so angry. Sometimes it's hard. I know you guys struggle with this too. Look, they're lost. They're blind. Some of you are Democrats that may have made it this far in this video, which, congratulations, that's more than what most Democrats would do. You just don't see it. You need to turn to Jesus, and it will all open up to you. Not instantaneously, but a lot pretty quickly. If you're asking, what are you saying, Ben? Only people who follow Christ can see this fully? Not at 100%, but it is at a huge chunk. A huge chunk. The vast majority of people that see all this evil are Christians. And it's clear that there is a spiritual blindness that is going on. And yes, Jesus will take that blindness away from you. Jesus talked about this all the time. When he's saying that and the example of making a blind person see, and he literally had Paul go blind and then was able to see, and it's also a spiritual blindness. He's showing that, Paul, you were spiritually blind, but I made you see. What is it talking about? Spiritually blind to what is evil? You were on the side of evil. Paul was on the side when he was Saul before he changed his name to Paul. He was on the side of evil, and he was spiritually blind, and once he followed Jesus, he was not blind anymore to, oh my gosh, this side's evil and this side's good. So yes, the Bible backs up what I'm saying. God says that I'm right on this because God's the one that has shown it throughout all of history, not me. It's not my fault that's the reality of things. It's the reality of things. I can't change that. But I want to get you one more thing. This is about the vaccines, and this was on War Room Pandemic. And they were talking about concerns about the antibody-dependent enhancement. It's bad enough that you have to deal with aborted fetuses maybe in the vaccines and, disgusting, horrible, nasty, evil. But then you find out, and understand, if they're able to use aborted babies and inject it in you and lie about it, then of course they're going to lie about the antibody-dependent enhancement. If you don't know what that is, that means that if you get the vaccine, the animal studies showed this at 100% with SARS-CoV-1. Remember, COVID-19 is SARS-CoV-2. When they were trying to do SARS-CoV-1, the first one, they did animal studies, and every single animal study showed antibody-dependent enhancement, meaning your antibodies actually will enhance. The next time your sickness hits you, you will get it way worse. I won't go into all the details, but this is not something we're making up. This is a medical fact in the animal trials that would happen, and they were worried, well, wait a minute, if we saw this in all the animal trials with SARS-1, just why wouldn't this, and those were mRNA vaccine trials. What happens when we put it in humans in this experiment? What if the exact same thing happens? They're thinking that's happening. Dr. Robert Malone does. Watch this.
Our international editor, Ben Harnwell, has gone to Assisi. He joins us in Assisi, Rome. Ben, I got to ask you, summarize this four-part interview you had with Dr. Robert Malone.
It's absolutely fascinating, Steve. He particularly talks, I think this is the killer part of his interview, he talks about the antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, which really kicks in towards the waning phase of a vaccine duration, which in this case is sort of 6, 7, 8 months. And thinking about this, all around the world, the countries, basically country by country, started doing these mass immunization programs, mass vaccination programs in each territory at the same time. So what we're going to have now is country by country is sort of, you're going to hit the ends of these duration periods, and whole swathes of the population, starting obviously with the elderly, and because they were the first to be vaccinated, they're all going to start becoming vulnerable at this time. And as we know, nobody really knows what the effects of this vaccine are. So this is particularly horrific.
It is particularly horrific. It's scary because that enhancement means if that happens, and there is plenty of signs that it's already happening on a smaller scale, when you get sick, you'll have a harder time fighting off. If you've already gotten the vaccine, let me give you hope, though. There are studies out there that say that if you get just a ton of vitamin D, lots of vitamin D, the vitamin D actually can stop the spike proteins from entering your cell. And that's what the vaccine does, is actually push spike proteins into your cell. So if you've gotten the vaccine, especially if you've just recently or a booster or something, you want to try to offset it. It might be, I don't know if this is the case, but vitamin D isn't going to be bad for you anyways. It's going to protect you. Enough vitamin E will stop you from getting sick in the first place at all anyways. It helps your immune system. It might help protect you against the spike proteins from the vaccine itself. I'm trying to give you good news for those of you who have gotten the vaccine. Try it out. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Check out The New American. TheNewAmerican.com. Subscribe. You know you can do it, and you will be helping America when you do it with truth. I love you guys. See ya! Hey folks, The New American is guided by the Constitution. They are all about fighting for the freedoms that the Constitution guarantees us and how the Constitution limits government. And they're all about keeping the government limited according to what the Constitution and our forefathers set up. If you have not understood what The New American is about, well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Keeping America what it was supposed to be, a lawful constitutional government, and the Constitution is king in America, and it should be, and we need to protect it. And you can help by going to thenewamerican.com and subscribing as well. Do it.